Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for helping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for using our situations to teach us strength. Thank you, Father. We thank you for breakthroughs you have done in our lives. Thank you for your power that is destroying our enemies. Thank you for the authority in your name that is bringing answers to our prayers. Thank you, Father. We thank you for helping us to overcome weaknesses. Thank you for helping us to overcome sins and temptations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for opportunities you have brought to our ways. Thank you for how you have helped us to rise above limitations. Thank you for how you have fought for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making your will known to us. Thank you because you have not kept us in darkness. You have shined your light. You have taken away our confusion and deception. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us peace and joy. Thank you for causing everything going on in our life to align with your will. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you always intervene in our situations. Every time we come to this platform to pray, thank you, Father, for open heavens we always enjoy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because even tonight, you will help us again. You will bless us again. You will strengthen us again. You will give us victories again. You will revive us again. And you will answer our prayers. Thank you, Father. Lord, I hand over this prayer session unto you. Have your way in this place. Take your place in our midst. Do mighty miracles. Do great wonders. Show us your mercy. Give us great testimonies. And let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that He will help you. I believe He will meet you at the point of your needs. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into prayer points. Let's sing the song. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before you. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Father, we are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercies, for you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no one like you, Lord, from east to west. There is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, I said there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of Glory, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Highest, we lift
Lord, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto God. Amen. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto God. Amen. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 You are the mighty God, King of Israel, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God, King of glory. You are the Most High. El Shaddai, you are the Most High. I am that I am. You are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God.
King of glory, you are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High King of Kings. You are the Most High God. Emmanuel, you are the Most High Alpha and Omega. You are the Most High God, Rock of Ages. You are the Most High Lion of Judah. You are the Most High God, King of Kings. You are the Most High Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Elohim. You are the Most High, yes, Lord. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in our situations. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Savior. Have your way in our families. Have your way, Lord, in our marriages. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Yes, God will make a way in your life where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will be your guide. Hold you closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, he will make a way. Yes, Lord, he will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way with love and strength, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way in your life and situations with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way for you. He will make a way. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him, begin to praise Him, begin to adore Him, begin to celebrate Him, begin to thank Him, begin to worship Him. King of glory, we worship you. Rock of Israel, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Mighty warrior, mighty savior, mighty healer, mighty deliverer. O God of heaven and the earth, King of glory, we worship you. We adore you. We praise you, for you are highly exalted. You are highly lifted. You are highly glorified. You are higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, wiser than the wisest, better than the best. You are the Most High God. You are the Almighty God. We worship you, Lord. You rule and reign in the affairs of men. You control the times and seasons. You speak and it comes to pass. You shut doors and no one can open. You open doors and no one can shut them. You kill and no one can make alive. And you make alive and no one can kill. Father, we worship you. We praise you, King of the universe. We praise you, King of kings, Lord of lords. We praise you, Father. You do wonders no one can explain. You do great wonders far beyond human understanding, because you are the Most High God. There is no end to your reign. There is no limit to your power. There is nothing impossible with you, because you are the Lord. We worship you, Father. You designed the end of all things before they began. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for who you are in our situations. Thank you for who you are in our midst right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done and for great things you will do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the prayer session once again. Yeah, I want you to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the good thoughts you have toward me. Thank you for the good thoughts you are thinking concerning my life. Begin to thank God like that, because the Bible told us in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. God said, for I know the thoughts I have toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil. Begin to thank God for the thoughts He's thinking toward your life, the thoughts in His mind for you. Begin to thank God for that. Nahasho sedegnegria. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for great thoughts you have for me, for thoughts of goodness, thoughts of good things you have for my life. Thank you because you are thinking about my breakthroughs. You are thinking about giving me breakthroughs. You're thinking about giving me prosperity. You're thinking about giving me strength. You're thinking about giving me victory. You're thinking about giving me your righteousness. You're thinking about reviving me, setting me free. You're thinking about helping me. Thank you, Lord, because you have good thoughts for my life. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you because all that you are thinking concerning my life is good and it is not of evil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, to give me a beautiful future, to give me a glorious future. Thank you because all that you are thinking concerning me are good and not of evil. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Don't forget that we have been using the scripture, Psalm 36, to pray. Yeah. And we're going to continue from where we stopped. Open your Bibles with me to Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Yeah. We stopped at verse 5. So I'm going to continue. Now we are in verse 6, Psalm 36. I'll be reading from New Living Translation. It says, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. It says, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. Yeah, so when the Bible says that God's righteousness is like the mighty mountains, the first thing in the first thing it means is that God's righteousness prevails forever. God's righteousness stands forever. Yeah, just as mountains don't have expiring dates, mountains, they remain forever. Yeah, we have mountains who are more than 1,000 years old. We have mountains that have been existing since thousands of years. So the righteousness of God stands forever, prevails forever. Yeah, irrespective of what the enemies of God are doing, irrespective of the strength of darkness, irrespective of the wickedness of men, the righteousness of God stands forever. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit me and do your works in my life. You're going to say, Father, visit me. Do your works in my life. Perform your will in my life. Say, Father, visit me. Do your works in my life. Perform your desires in my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is in God's righteousness that his will come to pass in your life, that his will prevail in your life. Begin to pray, say, Father, visit me. Say, Father, visit me. Do your works in my life. Do your operations in my life. Do your works in my life. Do your righteous works in my life. Do your operations in my life. And perform your desires in my life. In the name of Jesus, visit me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, visit me. Do your works in my life. Do your operations in my life. Do your works in my life. Do your operations in my life. Do your works in my spirit. Do your works in my soul. Do your works in my body. Do your works in my environment. Do your works in my situation. Do your work in my marriage, in my career, in my family. Do your works in my life, Lord. Carry out your desires in my life. Perform your plans in my life. Perform your will in my life. Let your will prevail in my life. Let your will prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, visit me. Thank you, Lord. Say, I acknowledge that your righteousness prevails forever. Your righteousness remains forever. Your righteousness stands forever. Lord, visit me. Do your works in my life. Do your works in my life. Do your operations in my life. And perform your will for my life. Thank you, Lord. Perform your will for my life. Fulfill your will for my life. Fulfill your desires for my life. In the name of Jesus, visit me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you can remember, when Jesus was on earth doing the work of God, preaching and teaching and working miracles, Jesus made statements like, the Father has been working, and now I am also working. Yeah, the works that I do is what I see the Father do. Yeah, Jesus made statements like that. He said the works that he did in the scriptures, they are what he see God doing. So meaning that God is busy with a lot of works all over the world. Even now, as we are speaking, so God has not stopped working. Yeah, there is no one as busy as God. No one. He has been working since the beginning of creation. And up till now, he is still working. He is always working. And sometimes he will decide to include people in his works. And decide to use them for his works. Yeah, and sometimes he would decide to show what he's doing to certain people, so that they can follow the way he did it and see the results that always follow such operations. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the works you do in the head, in people's lives on daily basis, find expression in my life. Yeah, as I've said, that God is always working in the head. Every day, every hour, God is busy doing all kinds of works, and they are good works. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, let the works you do on earth every day begin to happen in my life. Or you're going to say, Lord, include me in the works, include my life in the works you do on daily basis. Let me partake of those works. Let such works happen in my life. Let such operations happen in my life. Let it happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The harsher seed again additional. Say, Father, include my life, include my situations in the works you do on daily basis on earth. Lord, work in my life also. Work in my life also. In the name of Jesus, do works of transformation, do works of healing, do works of deliverance, do works of breakthroughs, prosperity, greatness, success, progress. Lord, work in my life. Work in my life. I acknowledge that you do works in the head every day. Oh Lord, let such works find expression in my life. Lord, include my life and situations in the works you do every day, every hour. Perform your works in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, sometimes God allows certain things to happen in your life so that He can reveal His works through your life. So His works is equal to manifestation of His glory. When God finished certain work in your life, then His glory will be revealed through your life. Yeah. So sometimes God allow certain unpleasant situations to happen to you because He wants to show you what He can do in such situations or with such situations. Yeah. So maybe what you're passing through now is happening so that God can reveal His works in your life, so that God can show you that He is God, and that He is great, and that He is powerful. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use the present situations of my life to reveal the greatness of your works in the head. Use the present situations of my life to reveal the greatness of your works in the head. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, use the situations of my life, both pleasant and unpleasant, negative and positive, Use the situations of my life to reveal the greatness of your works, to show the world that you are the Almighty God, to show the world that it is you who rule the heavens and the earth, to show the world that it is you who controls times and seasons, to show everyone that it is you who determines what should happen in the earth and what should not happen. Lord, use the present situations of my life to reveal your mighty works, to reveal your great works. Use my present problems, my present challenges, my present difficulties to show me and everyone the greatness of your works in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand that there is nowhere God cannot walk. There is nowhere God cannot do his work. He can do his work in the cells of your body system. You know, as tiny and as invisible the cell of the body can be. You know, the cell is the smallest unit of an organ or of a tissue. Yeah, the cell is the smallest unit. So as small as the cell of your body, the cells of your bodies, of your body are, God can enter into the cell and walk inside. Yeah, there was a time when I was teaching about angels. I said angels can enter into the smallest thing and walk inside it and perform operations inside it. Yeah, so God can enter into souls of men and walk inside. God can enter into spirits of men. He can enter into bodies, organs, blood vessels. Yeah, he can enter anywhere to perform his operation. So there is nowhere God cannot enter to help you. There's no realm God cannot enter to help you. Whether he's under the earth, he's there. Yeah. Whether he's in the heavens, he's there. Whether he's in the waters, he's there. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence and power manifest in every realm to help me. Let your presence and power manifest in every realm to deliver me. Let your presence and power manifest in every realm to heal me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And dekakisanadashda iladima toba sashtenegrea. So Lord, let your presence and power appear in every realm that exists, whether visible or invisible. Whether in my body, whether in my soul, whether in my spirit, whether in the depths of darkness, whether in the heights of heaven, whether in the depths of hell. Oh Lord, let your presence and power manifest in every realm to deliver me, to heal me, to help me, to save me, to rescue me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let your presence and power manifest in every realm now to deliver me. Every realm that has to do with my deliverance. Every realm that has to do with my healing. Every realm that has to do with my breakthrough, with my victory, with my progress. Oh Lord, manifest them now in the fullness of your power and begin to deliver me. Begin to deliver me, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are physical or spiritual. Lord, manifest in the midst of everything that exists for my sake, for the sake of my deliverance. Manifest now, O God, in the midst of every realm to deliver me, to liberate my destiny, to deliver my life, to heal me. Lord, manifest in every realm. Manifest your power in every realm for my deliverance. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest your presence and power in the depths of my spirit, soul, and body to deliver me from captivities of darkness. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest your presence and power in the depths of my body, soul, and spirit to deliver me from captivities of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Ishdia kesa, lashte natashdia, endiosa noho dijala, hidageta talasanadala, mashida natashdia, endekasajda. Continue to pray. The Lord manifest your presence and power in the depths of my spirit, soul, and body to deliver me from captivities of darkness. Manifest your, thank you, Lord. As you're praying, something is happening. As you're praying, God is doing his works. Begin to pray, say, Lord, manifest your presence and power in the depths of my spirit, soul, and body to deliver me from captivities of darkness, to deliver me from slavery of darkness. And deki janala, tetero diasana. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the power and might of the Almighty God manifest in the depths of you right now for your deliverance. For your deliverance right now, the power and the might of Jesus, let it appear, let it manifest, let it explode in your spirit, soul, and body now for complete deliverance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying and we are still looking at the works of God, which is part of his righteousness. Yeah, it is the righteousness of God to see his will done in the earth and in the lives of everyone on earth. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me by your Holy Spirit the mysteries behind your righteous works in the earth. Yeah, I said it earlier that God can choose to show people what He is doing and what He has been doing in the earth for thousands of years. He can decide to show you. And if God shows you these mysteries, you will be able to apply them in your life, and you will see impossible things happen. You will see problems solved easily in your life because God decided to show you the mysteries of His works in the head, the mysteries behind His works in the head. So knowing that mystery is to be able to solve difficult problems. I mean, to be able to give impossible solutions. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me by your Holy Spirit the mysteries behind your righteous works in the head. Show me by your Holy Spirit the mysteries that governs your righteous works in the head. The mysteries that produces your righteous works in the head. Lord, show me by your Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, by your Holy Ghost, reveal to me the mysteries behind your operations in the head. The mysteries behind your righteous works in the head. The mysteries behind your powerful works in the head. Lord, show me by your Holy Spirit. Open my eyes to see into your operations in the head. Open my eyes to discover the mysteries behind your works in the head. Thank you, Lord. Open my eyes, Father. Open my eyes, Father. Open my eyes, Father. Open my eyes, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, I want to understand the mysteries behind your works in the head. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe you are asking that, why do I need to know the mysteries behind the works of God? Yeah, it is important so that you can partake of the same works. Yeah, so that you can connect with that realm where nothing is impossible. Yeah. That is why you need to see into that dimension where the works of God are being done in the head. So if you are going to pray that prayer again, there are people who slept in the night and God gave them a dream that reveals one of the mysteries behind his works on earth. And when they woke up, they did exactly what they saw in the dream. And the moment they do that thing, instantly they saw a great miracle happen in their lives. I mean, some people, they have went to doctors, they have went to several prayer meetings, they have gone to all manner of places seeking for healing, And they never got the healing until God revealed just one of the mysteries. And mind you, there are billions of those mysteries. God just showed them one of the mysteries by which he does his own healing. And when God opened their eyes and they did exactly what they saw, that problem disappeared. And this is a problem that has been in their lives for decades, for many years. God just showed them a mystery behind some of his operations in the head. And they followed exactly what God showed them in the dream. And immediately they saw the healing happened. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So there are mysteries of God in the head, and no one is seeing it. There are mysteries of God that can make you rich and wealthy. Only if God can show you the mystery. There are mysteries of God that can solve every problem. I mean, any problem you can mention in the head, only God can show you that mystery. And this mystery has been in the head since when the head began to exist. They have been locked up, waiting to be discovered. So you're going to pray that prayer again. I just explained so you can understand what you're praying for. You're going to say, Father, connect me with your realm where the mysteries behind your operations on earth will be unfolded to me. Yeah, I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, connect me with the realm of God, where the mysteries behind the operations of God in the earth will be unfolded to me, that I may be a solution provider to my generation, that I may see the glory of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, connect me with the realm of God, where the mysteries behind the works of God will be unfolded to me, will be uncovered to me, will be revealed to me. Spirit of the living God, connect me with the realm of God in the head that holds the mysteries behind divine operations of God. Holy Spirit, connect me with that realm and show me the mysteries behind the operations of God in the head. Holy Spirit, connect me with the realm of God and show me the mysteries behind the operations of God in the head. Show me the mysteries that will lead to my breakthrough. There is a mystery that you will discover, and you will no longer be in bondage. You will no longer be a slave. You will no longer be in hardship, in suffering. You will no longer be limited. There is a mystery you will discover, and your life will never remain the same again. Say, Lord, connect me with the realm where I will be shown the mysteries behind the works you do in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Connect me with the realm where I will be shown mysteries behind the mysteries that governs, the mysteries that produces your operations in the earth, the mysteries that authorizes your operations in the earth, your miracles in the earth. Lord, connect me with the realm where I will see them, where I will know these mysteries. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when we say God is working in the earth, what exactly is it doing? Yeah, when we say God has been working in the earth since time began, what exactly is God doing in the earth? What has God been doing in the earth? Yeah, it is simple. The answer is simple. God has been doing his will. God is in the head doing his will, performing his will. And that is why Jesus told us to pray in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. He said we should pray that thy will be done in the head as it is in heaven. So God has been in the head ensuring that his will prevail all the time. All the time. And not only that, he has been working on the head, ensuring that the destiny of every of his creature, every of his creatures is fulfilled. So God is working in the head to ensure that you fulfill your destiny, to ensure that you fulfill your purpose in life. So God has been working to ensure that you fulfill your purpose before you were born. He has been working in the earth to ensure that you fulfill your destiny, that you become the person he wants you to become. God has been doing this business thousands of years before your ancestors were born. Yeah, before you were born, he has been busy doing these works. So you are going to pray. A lot of Christians, they are not working in partnership with the operations of God going on in the head for the fulfillment of their destinies. There is an operation of God going on in the head for the fulfillment of your destiny. And you need to partner with that operation. Or maybe I should say you need to connect with that operation. Your spiritual and body need to connect with what God has been doing before you were born to ensure that you fulfill your destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect my life. Connect my life. Connect my days with your operations going on in the head for the fulfillment of my destiny. Say, Father, connect me with your operations going on in the head for the fulfillment of my purpose and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Mashihandi ha Sicilia, Gedinia Tujia, Mashihana Galata. Connect me now with your operations going on in the head, your operations that has been in the head, that has been going on before I was born. Lord, connect me with that operations. Connect my spirit with the operations. Connect my soul with that operation. Connect my body with that operation. Connect my brain, my mind, my thoughts with your operations going on in the head for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Connect my time. Connect my days. Connect each hour of my life with your operations going on in the head for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me with such operations now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Part of the operations God has been doing in the head before you existed on earth is to ensure that you are in the right place at the right time, connecting with the right people. I mean, working together with the right people, doing the right thing, so that His will happen in your life. So it is part of God's operations that you will hear about this ministry. It is part of God's operations before you were born that you will be in a prayer sessions like in a prayer session like this. Yeah. So it is part of God's operations to ensure that everything going on in your life is organized and arranged according to the will of God. Yeah, so that your purpose and your destiny will be fulfilled. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, enforce your operations in my life to arrange and organize the affairs of my life for the fulfillment of my destiny. You're going to say, Father, enforce your operations in my life. Enforce your operations upon my life to arrange and organize everything going on in my life, to arrange and organize everything and everyone for the fulfillment of my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, enforce your operations in my life. Enforce your operations in my life. Enforce your operations on my life. And let everything begin to work together. Let everything in the head, let everyone in the head begin to work together for the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, let everything in the head be arranged, be rearranged, be organized. Be reorganized for the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Father, by the reason of your operations, by your operations in the earth, arrange and organize everything in the earth, everyone in the earth, to work together for the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, by your operations going on in the head, let the affairs of my life be arranged and organized for the fulfillment of my destiny. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, by your operations going on in the head every day, let the affairs of my life be arranged and organized for the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, let everything in the head begin to work together, begin to agree together for the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, let the events happening in my life begin to work together for the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let's look at Psalm 36 again. verse 6, it says, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Yeah. You need to know from this scripture that the whole earth is governed by certain laws of righteousness. The whole earth is governed by certain laws of righteousness. So, and as many people that walk according to these laws, they shall naturally prosper. They shall naturally succeed, naturally excel. So you need to know these laws. You need God to teach you these laws. You need God to show you these laws so that you can naturally excel, so that you can naturally prosper, so that you can naturally move forward. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me the laws of your righteousness that governs the earth. Teach me the laws of your righteousness that governs the affairs on earth. Teach me the laws of your righteousness that governs what happens in the earth on a daily basis, that determines what happens in the earth on a daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, show me the laws of your righteousness that rules the earth. Yeah, that's another way to put it. Say, Lord, show me the laws of your righteousness that rules the earth, that determines what happens on earth. Show me the laws of your righteousness that I may fulfill them. Teach me the laws of your righteousness that determines what happens in the earth every day. Teach me the laws of your righteousness that rules over everything in the earth, both living things and non-living things, both visible and invisible. Lord, teach me your laws of righteousness. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me your laws of righteousness. Teach me your laws of righteousness. Teach me how to live in the earth, to succeed naturally. Teach me how to live in the earth, to succeed naturally, to prosper naturally, to excel naturally. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Father. In the name of Jesus, teach me how to live my life on earth, to succeed naturally without struggle. Teach me how to live my life in the earth, to prosper naturally, effortlessly. Teach me how to live my life in the earth, to excel beyond limits. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think some few days ago, the Holy Spirit was reminding me of certain things He has taught me before. Yeah, and he was telling me how the laws of God governs the earth and every other realm. And He was telling me how those that work according to these laws will naturally succeed and flourish and prosper. Yeah, so he was telling me that just as there is a law of gravity in the earth, such that anything you throw up comes down. So he said there are divine laws in the earth also, and anyone who fulfill those laws, anyone who work by those laws, who obey those laws, will naturally see the hand of God do mighty works in their lives. Now, you can ask questions like, what are these laws? What are these laws? Yeah. And the answer is very simple. Yeah, these laws that rules the head, they are laws of God's righteousness. Yeah, they include every teaching about God's righteousness. They include the nature of God's righteousness. Yeah, so if we begin to walk according to these laws, we will naturally see the hand of God work mighty things in our lives. For instance, we have the law of faith. Yeah, law of trusting in God, believing in the invisible, believing that God will do what he says he will do. Yeah, so that is a law. And as many that obey the law of faith will definitely reap the benefits. So there are many other laws, yeah, inside righteousness, inside God's righteousness. So you're going to pray and you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let the laws of your righteousness prevail in my life. You know, just as the law of gravity already prevail, the law of gravity already prevail in the head. So everyone in the head, they are under the bondage of the law of gravity. Though it's not a bondage, I just use the word bondage, or maybe I should use the word control. Everyone in the head, they are under the control of the law of gravity. Yeah, because if you jump from a high place, you will find yourself down because you are in the head. So as many people that are in the head, they are under the control, under the rule of the law of gravity. The law of gravity says anything you throw up comes down. So the same way, there are laws of God's righteousness. Yeah, and if those laws prevail in your life, it will be too easy for the miracles of God to happen in your life. I mean, it will be too easy. In fact, miracles will happen in your life naturally and effortlessly. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the laws of your righteousness prevail in my life. Let the laws of your righteousness prevail in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the laws of your righteousness prevail in my life. God's righteousness means everything that God does is right. God's righteousness means God doing things right. So when the law of righteousness of God has prevailed in your life, you will always do everything right. When you think, you will think right. When you speak, you will speak right. When you act, you will act right. When you pray, you will pray right. Everything you do will be right, because there is a law that is prevailing in your life. Begin to praise the Lord. Let the laws of your righteousness take over my life. Thank you, Lord. Mashi hande hasidia. Gedina hatashidia. Mandi sulia glashida. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the laws of your righteousness, Father, let the laws of your righteousness rule over my life, prevail in my life, prevail in my thoughts, prevail in my soul, prevail in my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the laws of your righteousness prevail in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when Apostle Paul was talking about the sin nature, the nature of sin, Apostle Paul called that nature a law. Yeah, he called the nature of sin a law. Yeah, he said there is a law in my body that is making me to do what I don't want to do. Yeah, it's more or less saying that there is a force inside me that is making me to think what I don't want to think, making me to behave in a way I don't want to behave, making me to do against the righteousness of God. Yeah, he said there is a law in my members. You're going to pray. Yeah, there is a law inside people that is against the law of God's righteousness. Yeah, there is a law inside of people that is pulling them out of the law of God's righteousness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every law of sin ruling my spirit, soul, and body. Destroy every law of sin ruling my spirit, soul, and body. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, destroy the law of sin ruling in my body. Ruling in my body. Destroy the law of sin. Destroy the law of sin. Destroy the law of sin ruling in my body. Destroy the force of sin ruling in my body. Destroy the law of sin ruling in my body, in my soul and spirit, ruling in my emotions, ruling in my attitude, ruling in my desires. Lord, destroy the law of sin ruling in my mind, ruling over my thoughts. Lord, destroy that law right now. Destroy that law right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the law of sin controlling my body, soul, and spirit, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, destroy every law working in my body, bringing me against the law of your righteousness. Destroy every law working in my body, bringing me against the nature of your righteousness, making me to do contrary to the law of your righteousness, making me to manifest another nature that is different from the nature of your righteousness. Lord, destroy such laws now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you look at Romans chapter 7, verse 23, you will see what I was talking about. Yeah, Romans chapter 7, verse 23. It says, but I see another law in my members. Romans chapter 7, verse 23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Yeah. So there is this law that is working in every human being, making us to do contrary to the law of God's righteousness. Yeah. And that is why it is becoming difficult for people to trust God. It is becoming difficult for people to believe God. It is becoming difficult for people to please God, to do what is right in the sight of God, because there is a force inside of people compelling them to hate God, compelling them to doubt God, compelling them to sin against God. So you're going to pray again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the law of sin. Destroy the law of sin working in me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the law of unrighteousness working in me, to disconnect me from God's righteousness, to block me from God's righteousness, to make it impossible for me to live according to God's righteousness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the law of sin, the law of death, the law of spiritual death, the law of sin working in me. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the law of sin, the law of unrighteousness, the law of spiritual death working in me, to bring me against the law of Christ, to bring me against the law of God's righteousness now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nehashe hesadigalagla, mashuhandi Begin to praise the fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy the law of sin. Destroy the power of sin working in me, bringing me against the law of God's righteousness, turning me against the law of God's righteousness, controlling me against the law of God's righteousness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those laws now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you read that same verse in New Living Translation, that same verse, Romans chapter 7, verse 23, it says, but there is another power. King James Version says there is another law. Here it says, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. It says there is another power within me that is at war with my mind, and it is this power that is make that has made me a slave to the sin nature, in me, which is the Adamic nature. That's what it means by to the sin that is still within me. So there is another power. So that law is also a power. We call it the power of sin. The power of sin. You cannot know. You cannot know the power of God that performs the works of God in the earth if you have not defeated the power of sin. Because this power is going to cut you off from experiencing the power that works miracles. That is why any miracle ministry, if there's any ministry that believes in miracles, that ministry must first help people defeat the power of sin. Because if people don't overcome the power of sin, they will not see miracles. If they will see miracles, they will only see limited miracles. Because this power of sin is going to shut you out of the power of God that produces miracles. So that is why the first miracle that must happen in the life of a Christian, the first miracle that must happen in your life, is that you overcome the power of sin, or is that the power of sin is destroyed in your life? Is that you now rule over that power of sin? If that miracle has not happened in your life, other miracles might not happen, or even if they happen, you will lose them along the line. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in me. and destroy the power of sin in my life, making me a slave to sin, making me a slave to the nature of sin. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in me to destroy the power of sin that has made me a slave to sin. Manifest your power in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. This is the greatest miracle that must happen to you. If this miracle don't happen, every other miracles don't have to happen. Say, Father, manifest your power in me to destroy the power of darkness working in me to make me a slave to sin. Manifest your power in me to destroy the power working in me to make sin rule over me. Manifest your power in me to destroy the power of sin working in my body, soul, and spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, manifest your power in me. Manifest your power in me and destroy the power of sin working in my life. The power of sin making me a slave to sin. Lord, manifest your power in my life to destroy that power now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When you are in prayer, you have to be sincere with yourself. You have to be sincere with your life because it is you and God. When you are in prayer, it is not you and the pastor leading the prayer. It is you and God. Yeah, so you have to be sincere with yourself. So when we are praying about issues like these, you have to put away pride. You have to put away your self-righteousness. Yeah, because some people feel like there is no power of sin in me. I'm not committing any sin. I'm doing everything right. How do you know that you are doing everything right? Yeah. How do you know that you have done everything right? Did God tell you that? Yeah. And then if you know that there are weaknesses in you, there are things you easily find yourself doing that are wrong, then you have to be sincere with yourself in the place of prayer. You have to humble yourself so that God can help you. Yeah. Not that you start finding ways to justify yourself. I feel like I am not doing anything wrong. I am doing everything right. Who said that? Who said you have done everything right? Did God say that? Yeah. So you must be careful that you are not giving yourself a righteousness, another righteousness that is not in God. Yeah. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let your anger and fall upon every power of darkness enforcing sin upon my life, enforcing unrighteousness upon my life. Yeah, in fact, it is in the Bible that unbelief is a sin. I don't know if you know that. The fact that you can't believe God, you are beginning to doubt God, is a sin. I don't know if you have read the Bible to that point. I mean, if you have read your Bible to that point, the Bible says anything that is not of faith is a sin. So there is so much details in sin. There is so much details about sin. Yeah, that you should not be justifying yourself and be saying that you are right when you are not right. Yeah, let God be the one to call you right, to call you righteous. Yeah, let God be the one to testify of you that you are right. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your hunger destroy every power of darkness enforcing sin over me. Every power of darkness enforcing the nature of sin over my life, over my thoughts, over my mind. Let your hunger destroy them now. Let your hunger consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishi hasudiyagada. Right now, in the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, let your hunger be kindled against every power of darkness, enforcing sin, enforcing unrighteousness upon my soul, enforcing sin over me, over my body, over my spirit, over my soul. Let your anger destroy them now. Let your hunger destroy them now. Let your hunger destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let your hunger destroy every power of darkness, enforcing sin, enforcing unrighteousness upon my soul, upon my body, upon my spirit, upon my emotions, upon my mind. Let your hunger waste them now. Let your anger destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Apostle Paul said, there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. Yeah, so this power of sin does most of his work in your mind. The power of sin does most of its works in your mind. Yeah, let me tell you this. You know, when God was training me in the realms of miracles, or maybe I should say, when God was training me to function in the realms of miracles, I was thinking that God would tell me to pray for more power, that God would tell me to pray for more authority, to pray for more anointing, to pray for more strength, but he was not telling me all of that. Yeah. What he was showing me is that if I can overcome the power of darkness in my mind, then I can literally see any miracle happen in the physical, in the earth. So if I can overcome the power of darkness in my mind, then I will witness and I will experience miracles. I mean, real miracles in the physical. And I followed this training very critical. I mean, I followed this training critically and seriously, and I saw exactly what he said. I saw everything he said happen. Yeah, I saw miracles, real miracles. So I now discover that victory in the mind means victory in the physical realm. That's what I discovered eventually. That victory in the mind, victory over darkness in your mind, means victory over the powers ruling the earth, ruling the world. So you're going to pray. This power of sin, this power of darkness we are talking about, it does much of its operations inside your mind. Yeah. It does, if not all of its operations, inside your mind. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I baptize my mind into the fire of God. I baptize my mind into the fire of God to become stronger, to become victorious over every power of darkness. Say, I immerse my mind into the fire of God for strength and victory over every power of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mashigarihadereha. Endeswishalandiyatijada. Giganihakilabalandiyasa. Deshoasubashtehatana. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I immerse my mind into the fire of God for strength and victory over every power of darkness. I immerse my mind into the fire of God for strength and victory over every power of darkness. I immerse my mind into the power of God for strength and victory over every power of darkness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are some things God has revealed to me that are very real. Now, when I say very real, I mean the application of those things in my daily life has led to a lot of victories and breakthroughs and miracles. Yeah, and these are the things I teach, and these are the things I have been talking about, even in this prayer session. Yeah, one of them is this. Now, the Lord showed me that he showed me that there is a demonic timeline and there is a divine timeline. Or maybe let me use a word that is very familiar to you. It showed me that there is a demonic calendar, and then there is a divine calendar. Yeah, and then it showed me how so much people, including Christians, They are following the demonic calendar for their lives. So, meaning that everything that is happening in their lives is what the devil wants. What God wants has never or hardly happened in their lives. So they are following a timeline that is demonic. Yeah, and every event going on in their lives on daily basis is what the devil and his host want to happen in their lives. And yeah, and then he showed me how we can disconnect ourselves from the demonic timeline and begin to live under the divine timeline. And then you can ask me how. The secret is in your mind. How to disconnect from the demonic calendar and live under or live by the divine calendar is in your mind. Yeah, that you will do that. Yeah, so he said that if we yield to darkness in our mind, if your choices, the choices you make, the decisions you make, the actions you take, they are coming from your carnal mind. They are coming from your fleshly desires. Then he said, automatically you are following the demonic calendar. But he said, if your mind is always spiritual, your mind is controlled by the word of God. Your mind is pure. Your mind is always thinking on heavenly things. Your mind is always yielding to his righteousness, to his truths, to his direction, to his ways. He said, you will forever follow the heavenly calendar, and only his will be happening in your life. Yeah. I don't know if you understand these things, but you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me in my mind to make choices and decisions that agrees with your will. Strengthen me in my mind to yield to righteousness always, that I may be under your divine calendar, that I may function under your divine calendar, that I may live according to your divine timeline for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, strengthen me in my mind. Strengthen me in my mind. If when everyone is expecting to see faith in your mind, they are seeing the opposite, then you are not going to be under the divine timeline. Yeah. If what God is expecting to see in your mind, they can't be found, then you will be under the calendar of the darkness for your life. Talk to God. Say, Lord, strengthen me in my mind to yield to righteousness always. Strengthen me in my mind to be pure always, to be clean always, to be holy always, to please you always. Strengthen me in my mind to do what is right in your sight always, to make decisions and choices that agrees with your will, Strengthen me in my mind to live my life in such a way that I follow your divine calendar, in such a way that I flow with your divine timeline for my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, O God, in my mind. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And then the Lord also showed me how people can change their lives, or how people can have their lives changed by His power. And He said, if people can begin to think in another direction, different from the direction Satan has programmed everyone on earth to think, there is a certain pattern Satan and all his agents have programmed the whole world to think. So everyone is thinking according to that pattern. We call it the world system. Yeah, that is what we call it. Yeah, there is a certain pattern the devil has programmed everyone to think. He has programmed everyone to reason according to that pattern. He has programmed everyone to function, to act according to that pattern. So the Lord told me that the moment people began to do contrary to what devil has programmed them to do by nature, you know, by the Adamic nature in them, He said that is how they would see His power change their lives. And not only their lives, that is how they will see His power change their nations, their countries. And that is how we'll see the whole world transformed by the power of God. So it will start from your mind. It will start from your mind. So you must resist the power of darkness that is making you to think in a pattern that is against the kingdom of God. So you are going to pray. You are going to please place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to follow the system of sin and unrighteousness that is prevailing in the earth. Say, I refuse to follow the system of evil, wickedness, pollution, unrighteousness that is prevailing in the world. Lord, empower me to resist this system. Empower me to resist the system of darkness that is prevailing in the world. Lord, empower my mind, empower my spirit to resist this system. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That is how you will see God change your life. You must resist the system, the world system that is governing the whole world, governing souls of men. See, I refuse to yield to the system of darkness, to the demonic pattern that has prevailed over the world, that has prevailed over souls and destinies. Say, I refuse to yield to the demonic system. Say, I refuse to yield to the demonic pattern that has prevailed over souls of men in the earth. I receive strength to resist the system of sin and unrighteousness ruling over the head, ruling over the world, ruling over mankind. I receive strength in my mind. I receive strength in my soul. I receive strength in my spirit. I receive strength in my body to stand against the system of sin, the system of darkness, the system of unrighteousness, ruling over the nations of the earth, ruling over souls in the earth. I receive strength to resist that system, to stand against that system. I receive strength in my soul. I receive strength in my mind. I receive strength in my spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have just two more prayer points, and we're going to round up the session. Yeah, we're still talking about how to experience or how to see and enjoy the works of God in the earth, the things that God is doing in the earth for the fulfillment of our destinies, for His will to be done in your life, how to partake of those operations of God going on in the head. Yeah, that is how we are, I mean, that is what we are still looking at. Yeah. I want you to pray. You're going to pray like this. I realize that some of us have a wrong view of who God is. We have a wrong perception of God. A wrong perception of God. And that is why we have not experienced the greatness of God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every wrong perception I have about God die in the name of Jesus. So let every wrong perception, every wrong teaching about the nature and personality of God, every wrong knowledge, wrong understanding about the nature and personality of God in my mind, let them die now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every wrong view I have about God, die in the name of Jesus. Every wrong teaching about the personality and nature of God in my mind, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Every wrong perception in my mind about God's nature and personality, die now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the light of God shine on my mind. Let the revelations of who God is begin to manifest in my mind. now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have just one prayer point to pray now. I mean, we are praying the last prayer point now. You're going to pray like this. Another thing that I realize is that the laws that governs the operations of God in the earth, they are so constant, just as the law of gravity is constant. So also is the laws that governs the operations of God in the earth. They are so constant. So which means that if you are perfected in the righteousness of God, you would come to a point where you speak and it will come to pass. I mean, you will speak something and it will appear. You come to a point whereby you will be able to create things with your words. Whatever you say will happen. Why? Because you are speaking by a law, by the same law that created the heavens and the earth. So that is why our focus should be that we are perfected in God's righteousness. Are not that we are seeking. We are seeking to have our lusts, our selfish interests satisfied. If you focus on you being perfect in God's righteousness, there is so much of God's power that you will experience, so much of God's dominion that you will function in here on earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, perfect me in your righteousness. Perfect me in the height and depth of your righteousness, so that I may experience your power, so that I may witness your power in its fullness. Say, Father, perfect me in the depth and height of your righteousness, that I may experience the fullness of your power in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That I may wield the fullness of your power. You will get to a point whereby you'll be able to wield the power of God, just like a soldier can wield his sword. Just like a soldier can carry a gun and shoot. Just as a warrior can use weapons and get results immediately. Talk to God. Say, Lord, perfect me in the depth and height of your righteousness, that I may witness the fullness of your power, that I may carry the fullness of your power, that I may function in the fullness of your power, that I may wield the fullness of your power. Perfect me in the height and depth of your righteousness. Perfect me in the height and depth of your righteousness. How I wish you understand what you are praying for right now. But even if you don't understand, just talk to God. Say, Lord, let me be perfected in the depths of your righteousness. Let me be perfected in the heights of your righteousness. Let me be perfected in all your righteousness, so that I can wield the fullness of your power, so that I can demonstrate the fullness of your power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Yeah. If before I pray for you, if you notice that you are if you notice that you are addicted to a certain habit, sinful habit, attitude, yeah, if you discover that you are now addicted, meaning that you see yourself doing the same habit over and over again, you see yourself committing the same sin over and over again, yeah, then you must take it serious to be delivered from that. Yeah, that what God is showing me is that you are falling into the same sin over and over again because you don't see it as a problem. You feel like is something that should always happen like that. So God is saying that you see it as a problem, and that you begin to pray and fast for deliverance. Yeah, because except you are delivered from that addiction, a lot of things God wants to do in your life at this time will not happen. Yeah, a lot will not happen except you are delivered from that addiction. Yeah, so you must be serious about the deliverance, not that you just feel like it's normal, or you feel like I can't stop. You can stop if you really want to stop. If you mark it as an enemy, if you mark that addiction as an enemy, and you are ready to fight it. Yeah, with prayer and fasting, then it will stop, or then you will stop. May you be wise to do that in Jesus' name. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you because you are faithful. Thank you because you are merciful. We thank you for your power that is forever sure. We thank you for your power that always wins. We thank you for your power that always prevails. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you have done among us during the course of these prayers. We thank you for mighty things you will still do because of these prayers we have prayed. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. I am praying for you that the works of God that don't fail, the works of God that always prevail, the works of God that always produce Signs, wonders, miracles, and victories shall begin to happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, the works of God that destroys the power of sin, the works of God that destroys the works of the devil, the works of God that destroys the works of principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and demons, I decree that they begin to operate in your life now. In the name of Jesus, by the operations of the Almighty God, your life shall move forward. Limitations shall be destroyed in your life. You will rise and shine. You will be strong to fulfill your destiny. You will be strong to please God. You will be strong to succeed. You will be strong to excel. You will be strong to possess your possessions. You will be strong to have victories in the place of prayer. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the fire of the Holy Spirit will rise from within you to make you victorious in every battle you have found yourself. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. There shall not be any impossible situation in your life. Everything shall now be possible to you in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, your breakthrough shall be possible. By the power of God, your deliverance shall be possible. Your healing shall be possible. Thank you, Lord. Your greatness shall be possible. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. Remain strong and victorious in Jesus' name.